So, like you were saying, the optimism is, you know, Ronald Acuna is going to come back and he's going to fix everything, right? You know, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just going to come back. He's going to hit a million home runs. He's going to steal a million bases and just fix all of the Braves' problems. Well, we know that's not going to happen. However, it's been really exciting to see what he's pulled off down when Gwinnett was playing in Jacksonville. I know my uncle got to catch one of the games, and it was the funniest thing because he sends me a video and essentially like a scouting report of how Acuna had played that night.
Mm.
And one of them was the fact that, you know, like Acuna on his, he hits a single and immediately, you know, steals second. And my uncle caught it on video and I posted on Twitter and people just like blew it up. They absolutely loved just, oh, yeah, look, his legs look fine. Yo, legs look great. He's ready to come back. And I had John Fricke was in the studio with me when I was working a Hawks game last week. And, you know, it was kind of like, come on. I mean, there's just absolutely no reason that they can't just bring him back now. And it's like they have to ramp him up. He's not even completely playing full games yet. Because they don't want to overdo. This is a very delicate injury. They want to work him back slowly. I think they're working now towards him playing like back-to-back games,
yep.
That sort of thing. You know, it's just like, I don't know. How do you look at this, Joe?
No, exactly. He'll play 7 innings tonight, by the way. Tonight we're recording this on Wednesday. We should have this out by Wednesday afternoon. And then he'll play a 9 innings Thursday. And then I'm curious to see what they do with him because the Stripers then have 2 more home games on Friday and Saturday. So I'll be interested to see what they do with him then because I do think that he will be up by May 2nd. But you're right. I mean, like they have to build him up. And it's funny you mentioned Fricke. I was on the radio with him this morning, him and Hugh on the morning show talking about this situation. And it sounds silly to talk about, but you really do need to like build up your endurance in order to be able to stand around, you know, like just like to be able to stand for that long a period of time. Because you think about it, an athlete like him is not normally just in a standing position like that for that long of a period of time. Usually if he's training, he's hitting a lot or doing fielding drills or whatever, he's actually moving his body. You can get a little bit stiff when you're just standing around. I think any of us who have worked a job where you're doing a lot of that, whether, you know, because I've worked at a fast food restaurant or something like that, or a grocery store, like when you're just standing around, it can actually cause some stress on the knees specifically. So they got to get him ready for that.
And there's also like 142, 144 games left in the season. There's a lot of games left to be played in this season, which, you know, obviously goes towards people saying don't panic now, but for Acuna's purposes, it's like that's a lot of games yet to be played where he needs to ramp up his endurance to be able to play in all of those. Or as many of, you know, Freddie Freeman's not here, so he doesn't have to play in all, but as many as he can. Sorry, gotta get
well
that
done,
dig
well
in.
Done
any chance, you know, but you know, he's got to build up his ability so that he doesn't, because I expect he's going to come out the gates really hot. What he's doing down in Gwinnett has been hilarious. Or I should say, so far, what he's done in Jacksonville has been hilarious. Where, I mean, he was stealing any and every base he could. I think he hit a double in the same game that my uncle was at. And on a single, he ran home. Like, he was just like, I'm just going for it, you know? Like, and I have to imagine the Braves are watching the tape, you know, the next day or whatever, and just kind of like cringing at the, please, just the, calm down.
The head first slide into home and then like jumping up and like giving a bit, it's a like, big like, celebration. Yeah, like, love it.
It's one of those, like, it's almost like he's trying to, I mean, I get it. From Ronald's perspective, he's done with the days of riding the bus and living the minor league life. He wants to be back in the majors. And he wants to be back with his big league club because he loves the game, truly. But it's just like, you have to imagine all of the training staff just being like, chill.
Yeah.
Right. We'll bring you back. We'll bring you back, okay? Yeah. Just calm down.
It's like you're trying to like rein in a thoroughbred, you know, like trying to not get him to run so fast. It's just kind of impossible sometimes. You know, honestly, it's funny. Watching Ronald play in these AAA games has really brought into focus something for me, which is just like his talent and his competitive spirit which is he's on such a high level that it's no disrespect to like the other guys in AAA or whatnot, but like he clearly does not want to be there because he feels that like if he's able to play baseball, he should be doing it at the highest possible level against the highest possible competition to help his team, you know, win the highest possible achievement. And so it's just really cool to watch an athlete who plays like that. And athletes who do that are just not scared of any moment. And I think that that's Ronald Acuña Jr. to a T. Like, he'll never be overwhelmed on a baseball field. Brian Snicker said this. Like, he'll just never be overwhelmed on a baseball field. He has too much fun. He has too much fun doing it because of his talent. You know, he's so good at the game. It's fun for him at all times. And he probably wants to be in the highest leverage situations possible. He wants to be in that batter's box with the game on the line, you know? And so it's just, I think that that's really come into focus watching him play the way he has in AAA. It's not like he's been like, I mean, he's been very good, especially with regards to his injury and what we want to see. Like, athletically, he looks great. So, you know, he doesn't have any home runs or anything yet, but, you know, you can just see that he's ready for the next challenge, which is going to be coming up to the majors and helping the Braves, which they desperately need his help.